Swine flu returns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The swine flu is back, and with it, a few stubborn issues. The official number says as many as 120 million people could get symptoms, and as many as 90,000 could die. I ran those numbers. That means your chances of living through your swine flu symptoms are 99.92%. So then, is kissing okay? No. The CDC advises college students to wear surgical masks when kissing. That's just as well. Men today don't want to commit anyway. Another issue, saying 120 million could get it and 90,000 could die, may work fine in the America of 2009, when large numbers of Americans are uninsured and have to pay for each doctor visit. But in the future, when, if there's health care reform, doctor's visits may be free, broadcasting numbers like that will mean festival seating at the doctor's office. Finally, the pork industry.
It's very important for people to understand that their pork is safe, their food is safe.
That was the head of the National Pork Producers last spring, who lobbied the government to change the official name to H1N1, which it did. And yet the first word on the front page of my newspaper today was swine, because now officials are worried if they insist on calling it H1N1, people will think there's a whole new flu strain to be scared of. The only way out would be to find a name that's catchier than swine flu. Last April, a member of an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Israel who was concerned about the pork connection suggested it should be pegged to where the outbreak began and started calling it Mexican flu. I just hope he enjoyed his sensitivity training. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.